It's Weekend Edition Sunday on Public Radio WVTF. Veggie chef Andrea Mattioni-Willis has mung beans on her mind. Is that right?
It's true. It's true. I'm a little worried I might be coming obsessed with them.
I'm sure there are worse things. But what is it about mung beans anyway?
Oh, well, a while back I did share a recipe for mung bean soup. And if you look at the tiny little green mung beans, you wouldn't think that they're so amazing and versatile. Like lentils in their dried form, they don't need to be soaked before cooking. Mm-hmm. And they're used to make cellophane noodles, dumplings, soups. They produce delicious bean sprouts. And they're even used in some desserts. So they're obviously quite versatile.
Well, don't we all love mung beans now?
And now they're in hummus. I made a hummus with them this week. Well, actually, I made it first several weeks ago, but I had to refine it and get it just right.
And what was it, nasty?
No, the consistency the first time I made it was very thick, more like a spread.
Oh, okay.
Very hearty. It was good, but it wasn't easily scoopable. So
we've solved that, huh?
We did.
Okay.
And now I'm going to share how I did that. And for specifics on how to make the mung bean hummus, you'll need to visit WVTF.org or WVTF's Facebook page. But I can tell you now, you're going to need, well, of course, dried mung beans, water, cumin, salt, fresh lemon juice, tahini, garlic paste, which you can buy in a tube in the grocery store or make yourself at home. Either way, it blends into the hummus better than, chunks of garlic being in the mix. Then you'll also need cayenne pepper and some olive oil. Now, you're going to simmer the beans and cook them until they're soft and slightly mushy. And it's absolutely okay if you overcook them because we're going to mush them anyway. But you'll need to allow the beans to cool. And then to speed that process, you can always rinse them in a strainer with cool water. Then you're going to put the beans and all the other ingredients except the oil into a food processor. Begin processing the bean mixture and then drizzle the oil in slowly. As you go along, scrape the sides as needed and process the hummus until it is smooth and creamy. Now, you want to serve with pita chips or with carrot sticks and bell pepper strips. You could also enjoy the hummus in a pita with some onion and pickles and cucumbers and tomato. But if you do serve it as an appetizer, it'll serve 4 to 6. If you have questions about this recipe or anything else related to vegetarian cooking, please email me at wvtfveggie@gmail.com. Thanks, and have a great week.
Is there a mung bean lobby group? The mung bean council of the Midwest or something?
No, but maybe I could start one.
Yeah,
one in Southwest Virginia.
I think connections are there to be made for he or she who
wants to promote the humble mung bean.
Yes, yes. All right. Well, we'll do the hummus and check in with you again next week.
Thanks.